It's 8 o'clock. Welcome to Van Cristo Radio Theater.
And now, Gangbusters presents the case of the Sledgehammer Handicap, in which a hot horse, an open drawbridge, a phone call from a locked and bolted drugstore, and a woman's way parlay each other into days of dangerous determination for New Orleans detectives.
Gangbusters, the only national program to bring you authentic police case history.
Let's join radio's great comedian, Fred Allen, for a visit to Allen's Alley.
Yeah, well, let's see what a knock here will start.
No.
Ah, Mrs. Nussbaum.
You were expecting maybe two la-lula-lula banquets.
No. Tell me, Mrs. Ann, have you had any colds in your house?
My husband, Pierre, is sick.
Oh, really?
They are maybe sending him to a clinic. The Meyer brothers.
Oh, the Meyer
brothers. The inimitable Fred Allen at Allen's Alley. Recall the golden days of radio whenever you like with your own phonograph. Introduce your young people to some of the wonderful programs of the pre-TV era. Van Cristo offers you great moments in radio. A chance to sample some of the best, the funniest, the most dramatic of radio's golden days. Jack Benny narrates nearly an hour of radio recollections in the actual voices and sounds from the great shows. Great Moments in Radio is yours for just $4.95. Send check or money order to Great Moments in Radio, Van Cristo Radio Theater, 18 Newbury Street, Boston 02116. Please yourself and help support the Van Cristo Radio Theater at the same time. Remember, that's $4.95 in check or money order to Great Moments in Radio, Van Cristo Radio Theater, 18 Newbury Street, Boston 02116.
Gangbusters has asked the Honorable Joseph Charing, Superintendent of Police, New Orleans, Louisiana, to narrate by proxy the case of the Sledgehammer Handicap. Superintendent Charing.
Thank you. And good evening, Gangbusters listeners. Suppose we begin tonight's case in the old quarter of New Orleans, one morning last winter. A man about 30 hurriedly entered the downstairs door of a rundown apartment house and ran breathlessly up two stairs at a time toward the dimly lit second floor hall.
Fran! Where are you, Fran?
Quiet, will you?
Hey, did you hear what, Fran? Robbie got out. They had him working in the fields. He ducked in the sugar cane away from the guards and jumped in the river. He swam downstream a couple of miles. I just heard it on the radio.
I know.
Yeah, the last thing they found, you know. How do you know? It was just on the radio, just now.
Robbie's in there shaving.
You're kidding.
I wish I was. He walked in just after you left.
Hey, Fran, this is no place for me. I better get going.
You stick around.
No, but Fran,
you're a friend of his, aren't you?
Yeah, but if Robbie ever gets an idea what's been going on between you and me, oh, brother.
Who expected him to escape?
Listen, don't say a word. I've been here, Fran. I'll just say goodbye. It's been nice and lots of luck.
You'll stick around. Robbie's been asking for you.
He has?
I told him you were coming back.
Oh, Fran.
Don't off-Fran me. I don't want him around. It was all over when he went away, as far as I was concerned.
Yeah, but what about as far as he was concerned?
Everything will be all right. Did you get a scratch sheet?
Oh, how can you think about horses at a time like this? How long's it take him to shave, anyway?
Did you bring back a scratch sheet?
Yeah, I brought a scratch sheet. Here's your rotten scratch sheet. I...
Hello, Leo.
Oh, Robbie. Hi.
Thought I heard your voice. Come here, Leo.
Fran was telling me, Robbie.
Come in here, Leo. I want to talk to you.
He can wait until you finish shaving.
I said come in here.
Yeah. I'm sure glad you made it, Robbie.
I knew you would be. Fran, get me some coffee ready when I'm finished.
Coffee?
Yeah, go on, coffee.
Boy, you can imagine my surprise, Robbie.
You didn't think I was going to wait around in there for the whole 10 years, did you?
No, but I hear that ain't such an easy place to crack out of, Angola.
It isn't.
What are you counting on doing?
What did you say?
I said, what are you counting on doing? You know, I was just wondering.
What brings you around here so early?
Why, nothing, Robbie. I just picked up a scratch sheet. Me and Fran usually go over the horses together.
So she's still a horse player?
Yeah, me too.
How you doing?
Well, you know how it is, Robbie. You win one day, you blow it the next.
I don't mean with the horses. I mean with Fran.
Hey, now, Robbie, you got the wrong slant. There's nothing between me and Fran.
No?
No, I took a note on it. We're just a couple of friendly horse players.
A lot of stories come drifting back to me up there.
No, you got my word for it, Robbie.
A guy don't like to be sitting alone up there and hear those kind of stories.
Now, Robbie, listen to me.
Listen to me. You can have her.
I can?
I took one look at her, and you can have her.
I wouldn't want to do you out of anything. You know me.
I told you can have her.
That's awful nice of you.
I consider you doing me a favor, Leo. It's settled.
Yeah. Maybe I ought to go out and tell Fran there's nothing to worry about.
Now, wait a minute.
Well, she's entitled to stop worrying.
Let her worry about something else besides the horses for a few days. It'll do her good.
Yeah, but Robbie, you...
Take care. I'll talk to you some more.
Oh. About what?
You been working lately?
You mean working or working?
You know what I mean.
No, Robbie, not much.
All right, Leo. You work with me. We're a team.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's settled.
Captain Gilliard.
Oh, Captain, I was able to locate Detective Paul Poisonhole. He's right here now.
Good, good. Ask him to step in.
Yes, sir. Go right in, Paul.
And Baker.
Yes, sir.
Call the Bureau of Identification. I want some more recent pictures of Robbie Bertram.
Yes, Captain.
Come over. Sit down, Paul.
Sure, Captain.
Listen, Baker.
Yes, sir.
The most recent picture identification sent down was made in 1944 when he was arrested on the last offense. Ask them to check the penitentiary. Maybe they've got something made later.
Yes, Captain.
Okay, get on it. Well, Paul, I suppose you heard the news.
You mean about Robbie Bertram, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard it. He figured to break out sooner or later, Captain. Robbie was always a hard boy to hold down.
You think you can find him?
He's in New Orleans, maybe.
Well, if he is, we can expect to break out all over in safe burglaries.
You're telling me. Like a plague.
I've got our old reports out on...
Huh?
It says here he used to go with a girl. An inveterate horse player.
That's right. Fran something.
Liggett. Fran Liggett.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, I want you to locate her, Paul. If you do, you'll probably locate Robbie.
Fran! Fran, come here, Fran.
Hello, Leo.
Gee, where you been, Fran?
If a person wins on a horse, they're entitled to collect the bet, aren't they?
What, did that 10-to-1 shot win it?
He did, and he closed at 12-to-1.
I knew I should have laid in a bet.
I told you, didn't I? Well, aren't you going to invite a lady to sit down?
Yeah, sit down.
Much obliged.
Why, I can't get up not even enough to go in on them good things. I'll never know. All the dogs I got a bet on.
It's technique, that's all. A system. Where's Robbie?
I gotta meet him.
Oh, well, then let's go.
No, Fran, you better stay here. You see, this is the big deal. We're gonna look over that safe we gotta rip open tonight, you know?
What's the matter with me going? I used to go, you know?
Yeah, I know, but Robbie thinks it's better to be careful.
How careful can he get? He sees you, don't he?
Well, Robbie and me are working together.
You'd think I was poison.
All right, Fran, baby, I don't know, I guess it's all right to let you in on it now.
Let me in on what?
Robbie knows all about us.
He does?
I didn't tell him. He heard it in the penitentiary.
Uh-oh.
I was scared to death, baby, and then he tells me it's okay with him. He don't care.
He don't?
We got his blessings.
What? Well, that's a lot of nerve.
I think it's good. It's wonderful, baby. Suppose he was mad. Look what he'd do to the both of us.
I never heard of such a thing.
What do you mean you never heard of such a thing? It worked out fine.
That's no way to treat a lady.
Listen, I thought I was the one you wanted.
That's so, but the least he could do would be to make an effort.
Oh, Fran, what are you complaining about?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all.
Well, for crying out loud, you don't have to get mad at me.
Who's mad at you?
Frankly, this whole thing's got me puzzled. Listen, we talk about it later. I got to go and meet Robbie.
Well, go meet him. Who's stopping you?
Honest to goodness.
Go on. I got plenty to do. I got to dope out tomorrow's horses.
Okay, honey. I'll see you later.
Hello, taxi cab.
I want a cab.
Yes, sir, where at?
corner of Mirabeau and Paris in front of the drugstore.
Yes, sir. The corner of Mirabeau and Paris in front of the drugstore. Right away. Thank you, sir.
I'll mention it.
Come on, Robbie. Let's go.
All right, Leo. Take your time.
Take my time. We break into a drugstore. We knock open the safe. We make enough racket to bring the house down at 2 in the morning. We got the dough. We're ready to go. And you want to make a phone call. Can't you make your phone calls from someplace else? From home, for instance.
Relax. I was calling a taxi.
A taxi?
What do you want to do? Take a streetcar?
Robbie, for crying out loud, we just been into the safe here, remember?
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. I want to get out of here. I got the tools already. Let's go.
Leave the tools lay.
Leave them lay? Where are we going to get another extension Jimmy like that one?
We'll get it. Leave the tools lay. You want to get picked up with tools on you? Okay. Not the way we came.
I don't have to be coaxed. Let's go.
Well, gangbusters listeners, the criminal, Robbie Bertram, simply called a taxicab to get away safely from the first burglary after his escape from Louisiana State Prison. Similar ingenious and daring getaways mounted as the weeks went by and the reports of burglaries increased. But it was the last getaway for which police waited.
Back to gangbusters in a moment.
Say, folks, next time you want a real Hi, sports fans. You know, a pro athlete needs lots of Vim and Vic.
Say, speaking of good things to eat,
back to school outfits for that special summer.
Never get the feeling that most radio commercials sound the same. You're right.
Like a big cat around curves and hills.
Unless your commercial is created by people who really know their radio.
Rich tomato goodness in every bite.
Around here, if there's one agency that knows radio, it's the one that knows enough to bring you the great vintage radio of the Van Cristo Radio Theater. Van Cristo Associates Advertising.
A great warehouse sale. Save 10, 20, 30% and more on famous names.
If you're a radio advertiser, why don't you give us a call? You might end up with some commercials that don't sound like all the others.
If you like chicken, you'll love...
Ask for it by name.
Van Cristo Associates Advertising, Boston.
Do it today!
You'll be glad you did.
Now we take you back to Gangbusters. And once again, we hear from tonight's narrator, Superintendent Charing.
One afternoon a few weeks later, Detective Paul Poisonot walked into a thinly camouflaged horse betting parlor just across the river from downtown New Orleans. This was only one of dozens of similar calls he had made in search of the girl, Fran. As usual, he stood at the rear of the place for a moment, scanning the patrons who were listening to the call of the race, then walked into the crowd.
Linda, come on, get come on, that.
Come on,
Linda. Linda. That's
the guy up.
Come on, Linda. That's my Linda. Stay there, Linda. Stay there, Linda. Stay there.
Oh, you said it, lady. Stay there, Linda.
Have you got Linda?
Have I got Linda? I got a wad.
She'll win it, all right. She's a...
By two lanes.
Atta girl, Linda.
Atta girl.
Double scotch. You're ahead and head for second. And coming up on the inside in fourth position, Stainless.
She'll take it. She'll walk in now.
Oh, I hope so. I could use the winner.
Who couldn't? There's nothing to worry about. She's
and
in.
The results of the six at Hot Spring.
Here it is.
The winner by a neck. Number four, Stainless.
Stainless.
Oh, no.
Second and double scotch was third.
What happened to Linda?
That's what I'd like to know.
She died. She was leading all the way around and she died. How do you like that?
I don't like it any more than you do.
Hey, Franny, you have to sit here all afternoon. You realize I've been waiting out in the car for you.
Listen, Leo, I had a horse that almost won the race. What do you expect me to do? Drop everything and come running?
Well, Robbie's waiting for me on the street corner. You know Robbie's waiting for me.
Robbie? Who cares about Robbie? Let him wait on four corners. Linda W. almost took it and dies in the stretch. Ain't that right, mister?
Oh, you said that's right, lady. That cost me a wad myself.
Chicago, the but... horses are going to the post.
You got anything good in the next at Chicago, mister?
No, not a thing. Have you?
Oh, I got a little bet on Uncle Jack. I think the horse can win it.
Uncle Jack? That's a 20-1 on the line.
Ain't that enough for you, mister?
Come on,
but
Fran,
let's go.
Listen, Leo, the horses are at the post practically. It'll be another 5 minutes. Robbie can wait another five minutes.
Fran.
Uncle Jack, huh?
That's right, mister. Uncle Jack.
Uncle Jack, maybe. Hey, I'll go take a look at the form.
Yeah, you do that.
The sixth at Hot Springs is now official. The winner, number four, Stainless, paying 6-8.
Captain Gilliard.
Hello, Captain Paul. I located the girl.
Oh, good. Where are you?
Well, I found her in a horse room across the river.
Uh-huh.
She's with a guy, Leo something or other. They were talking about driving to meet Robbie someplace over there in New Orleans.
Well, do you think they'll be around long enough for me to get there?
No, not more than 5 minutes. Leo's in a hurry.
But you can't stay behind them yourself.
I'll tell you what, Captain. Now, I think they'll take the Jackson Street ferry back over to New Orleans. Can you run down to the foot of Jackson Street and wait?
Okay, Paul. I guess that's the only bet. If they come across some other way, you stay behind them as best you can.
Hi, Robbie. Get in.
How long do you expect me to stand waiting on a street corner?
Well, it wasn't our fault. There was something wrong with the ferry. It got delayed.
Besides, I had a horse.
You've always got a horse, haven't you?
At least a horse you can depend on. He may not win all the time, but he always gives you a run for your money.
And who was that meant to be a dig at?
That was meant for me, Leo.
Well, why should she be taking digs at you?
Still a free country, ain't it? I can take digs at anybody I want.
Straight over the bridge, Leo.
Wait, over the bridge? Look, we ain't going all the way out there for another look at the place we're going to take, are we?
Get all the look you can at it in daylight, then you know it in the dark. Go on, over the bridge.
Hey, I don't like to be cause for alarm, but take a look at that car back there, the Chevy.
Oh, what's the matter?
You just drive.
What do you think, huh?
Leo, pull away a little bit.
Yeah.
They're keeping up with us.
Are the cops?
Should I know whether it's cops?
They're coming up more.
Give me the gun, Leo.
Nice. A lot of traffic here, you can't.
Cops, all right?
Go on, head straight for the drawbridge. We'll lose them on the other side.
We're pulling away from them, some.
Okay, we'll make it. Take a right and you're on a bridge.
I know.
Hold on.
We're okay.
Robbie, the bridge.
Holy, they're raising the bridge here.
Go on, through, you'll make it. Go right through.
Robbie, you
go on.
We can't make it.
Give it the gun and take the jump. You'll have about 10 feet.
Here we go.
Oh, brother. That's the best long shot that's ever come in for me.
All right, take it easy. We're okay now.
I phoned in the description of the car, Captain.
Yeah, I heard it over the air. Get in.
Well, maybe one of the squads will grab them over on the other side.
Maybe, but I doubt it.
Well, we can get after them as soon as they lower this bridge.
Yeah, we can.
Oh, we just had a bad break, that's all. Who'd have figured they'd be fools enough to try and jump an open bridge?
Say, Paul, huh? You think this Leo and the girl realized who you were? In the horse room, I mean.
No, I don't think so. I stayed out of sight on the ferry, and I think we were far enough away in the car not to be recognized.
All right, Paul. Suppose you become an habitual horse player.
You think she'll show up there again?
Well, why not? If they don't put two and two together. She likes to play the horses, doesn't she?
Okay, Captain. I will become an habitual horse player. Oh, the bridge is down.
Oh, yeah.
All right. That's enough, Leo. Shut that drill off.
Yeah. So what do you think, Robbie?
The safe will be open in 10 minutes.
No, I don't mean about the safe. I mean what I asked you about, friend.
Look, I'm here to rip a safe, not to give advice to the lovelorn. Hand me that Jimmy.
After all, you could help me out. You know her so many years. She used to be your girl.
Lean on this thing, will you?
Yeah.
All right, use your muscles.
All I want is to know how to handle it. She ain't been the same since she got back, Robbie.
Okay, that's enough.
Yeah. Now, will you talk to her?
All right, I'll talk to her. I'll talk to her tonight. Let's just get the safe ripped.
Ah, thanks a lot, Robbie. You don't know how I appreciate this.
No mention it. Yeah, we got to cut away some more. We'll never get in the safe.
Now, you sure you're going to talk to
her? Didn't I tell you I would? Come on with the drill.
Yeah. The drill.
Well, boys, all in all, I'd say it was a big day.
Yeah, plenty big, friend.
A narrow escape from the cops today, and tonight a good haul in the safe. So I guess both of you are ready for another drink, huh? Robbie?
Fix me a short one of the same.
Right. Leo?
You relax, friend. I'll fix the drinks.
What suddenly come over you?
I'll fix them. Now, you stay there and talk to Robbie, huh? You two talk. You know what I mean.
How should we know what he means?
Friend, Leo's not the happiest guy in the world.
Yeah? Well, I'm not the happiest girl.
It comes down to this. I'm not interested anymore.
Oh. You're not?
I told Leo not to consider me competition.
Well, I like that.
You know, it's kind of generous of me. I come back and see what's going on between you two. If I was another kind of guy, I could have raised a fuss.
No, why didn't you raise a fuss, huh? You think a girl like me has nothing to be proud of?
Yeah, it's like a horse race, Fran. When a horse is young, she runs in big company. And when she loses some of her...
No, I'm a horse,
oh,
huh?
Fran, that's just a comparison.
Well, you've got a lot of nerve comparing me to a horse. You of all people, a lousy safecracker, comparing me to a horse.
Now, Fran.
Hey, what's all the screaming about?
What's all the screaming about? The screaming is about the fact that I refuse to be tossed around between you two like I was a bale of hay. Goodbye to both of you. And good luck.
Hey, Fran.
Yeah. How do you like that?
Robbie, I thought you was going to talk to her.
I did, Leo. I guess I ain't so good on that kind of talking.
Man in a third race at New York could change of jockeys. Jay Lucky will ride number 6, Ramona.
Hi there.
Jay Lucky will ride number 6.
Hey, you got
Ramona,
anything good today?
Nope, nothing.
Hey, I want to thank you for that horse you gave me the other day, that Uncle Jack.
They'll mention it.
You know, I bet him he paid a nice price. Did you and your friend have a good bet on him?
Yeah, we made.
Hey, you sure you got nothing good today? Not even a hunch?
I told you, I got nothing.
Oh, come on. Now, you ain't sitting around the horse room all day and all yesterday and all day before if you got nothing.
I like the atmosphere.
Well, you mind if I take a look at your scratch sheet?
Yeah, I do mind. Go get your own scratch sheet.
At least you could be sociable. See you around. Lady horse place.
First to Chicago, all the horses are going to the post.
Is that a match, bud?
Yeah, here you are.
Thanks. Keep an eye on her, Baker. I want to call the captain.
Yeah, you bet, Paul. You got anything?
No, not a thing.
Looks to me as if she broke off with Robbie Nolan.
Maybe.
Yeah, she sits all week now. She doesn't move out of here all day and out of her apartment all night.
Well, I know it's a grind, but we got to stick with her. Watch her while I call the captain.
Yeah, go ahead.
Robbie.
What?
Robbie, I just ran into Half Pint as I'm coming out the hash house.
So?
He's got a great tip on a horse in the 6th of New York this afternoon, a horse called Vampire, and it's going to be at a price.
We got other things to do.
No, but the Half Pint says this is a good thing. It's a cinch.
Look, we're knocking over another safe tonight, and we got to think about making that a cinch.
No, but this is a tip horse, Robbie. You should never fail to be on a tip horse, even if it's only $2.
You know how the Half Pint tips are.
No, but Robbie, this horse is 30 to 1.
Listen, the Half Pint hasn't given you a winner yet. The horse don't have a chance. He can't win it.
Well, all right, so he can't win it, but tell me, where else can you get 30 to 1?
Forget it, Leo.
Oh, please, Robbie.
Look, you don't care about betting the horse, Leo. All you want to do is go there and see Fran.
No, but, Robbie...
Isn't that right?
Okay, it's right. I want to see Fran. What's wrong with wanting to see Fran?
You're well rid of her.
Yeah, sure, you can say that. You don't have no feelings for her.
It's no good for you. She threw herself at me, practically.
Oh, Robbie, I'm miserable. I feel like a fish out of water. I need her. I can't keep my mind on my work. You know I got to go and get her.
It's not a good idea, Leo.
Look, Robbie, I'm eating my heart out to think of us sitting there all alone in that horse room.
Okay, let's go.
Oh, thanks, Robbie. You don't know what this means to me.
Well, some good might come of it. Maybe the Half Pint's tip horse will turn out okay after all. This is against my better judgment, Leo. You ought to find yourself a new dish.
Robbie, can I help it how I feel?
Okay, it's your decision to make. At least I got a horse to bet on. Go on inside.
I hope she's here.
Yeah, you can count on it.
Who's time for the fourth at New York, 3:43.
I see her. There
she
is.
They're going into the stretch.
Hey, take it easy. She ain't going no place.
Yeah. Oh, she looks worried, don't she, huh?
Probably lost every race.
Hello, Fran.
What? Oh, I'd be grateful if the two of you got out of my sight.
Oh, Fran, baby, stick to me.
How quiet.
That's more margin. Second is Esplanade, and Royal Dad is third.
Atta, baby, you're in a good spot.
You betting Esplanade, Fran?
I'm not talking to you unless you get that man out of my sight.
I still don't see what I did to you.
Robbie didn't mean nothing, honest.
Comparing me to a horse.
Oh, how could anybody compare you to a horse?
The winner by a head, number 2, more margin. Royal Dad was second, and Helpful Harry was third.
Well, what happened to Esplanade?
That's tough luck, friend. I tell you, I got a swell tip from Half Pint.
You're right, Tip, Leo. You won't need it now.
Oh, cops.
All right, none of you move.
Okay, I'm not through.
I'm not through.
Okay, watch the pole.
You're not going any place, Robbie.
Let go of me.
Hey, who are you swinging at?
Go, I said.
All right, Robbie.
Let go.
You want to get rough? I'll show you rough.
Is everything under control, Paul?
Yeah, everything is fine.
All right, Baker, bring those two along.
Listen, I can't go anyplace. I got another horse running.
You three have another race to worry about, and I wouldn't take any bets on that one. The odds are with us.
Well, Gangbusters listeners, That's how these criminals were taken in a horse room across the Mississippi River from downtown New Orleans. Robbie Bertram has been returned to Louisiana State Prison with a life term in addition to what he was already serving. His companions have received appropriate shorter sentences.
Thank you, Superintendent Joseph Charing, for this most absorbing case history. And gangbusters, congratulations to all the New Orleans detectives whose investigation brought these criminals to justice.
Well, it's time now for our Radio Buff Contest. Each week following our presentation on Van Cristo Radio Theater, we conduct a Radio Buff Contest and ask you some questions concerned with old-time radio. Last week, our question concerned a daily adventure series about newlyweds who ran into trouble when they had a radio child who proved unpopular. And we asked you to name the theme music which we played for you. The theme was Salut d'Amour. And the winner, drawn from all correct entries received last week, Mr. Martin Nakashian of Bradford Street in Everett, Massachusetts, who soon will be receiving his copy of Orson Welles' famous production of H.G. Wells' The War of the Worlds. Now, for your opportunity to win a copy of this famous Orson Welles show, listen carefully to this week's contest question. The music we're going to play for you was the theme for a daytime serial which was described as endearingly and purposely funny. A couple were the stars, and they lived with their son in, quote, the small house halfway up in the next block. The actual performers, Arthur Van Harvey, Bill Idelson, and Bernadine Flynn, became the favorite neighbors of millions of radio listeners. Will you tell us, please, either the name of the show or the name of this theme music? Please tell us the name of that theme music or the show for which it was theme. Mail your answer before this Tuesday midnight to the Radio Buff, Van Cristo Radio Theater, 18 Newbury Street, Boston 02116. We will draw one winner from all the correct entries received, and the judge's decision is final. Mail your answer now to the Radio Buff, Van Cristo Radio Theater, 18 Newbury Street, Boston 02116.
Was dramatized by Stan Linnis and directed by George Zachary, with Bill Smith, Gene Ellen, and Ken Lynch in leading roles. Olin Ty speaking. Gangbusters is a Phillips H. Lord production.
And it comes to you every Sunday night at 8 o'clock on the Van Cristo Radio Theater on WCRB.